Well, good morning and welcome to each and every one of you as you come and gather here at St. Andrew's. We have had a tough week. We're in the midst of a tough week as we have just beginning to come to terms with the news of the great tragedy that the Powell family have been facing this week, and more of that later on. But we come to bring whatever we're feeling, to bring all of our emotions to God today. In this safe place, God is here and is wanting to meet afresh each one of us and give us his comfort and his peace. And a warm welcome to anyone who's watching online as well on Sunday morning or beyond. We are really glad that you've joined in with us and that you very much are part of us as we worship here today. We pray that this will be a blessing to you, whatever you have faced this week too. So why don't we just for a moment just be still and perhaps offer up in the silence anything that you want to God at the start of this service. And let's say these opening responses. From scattered lives, we come to worship. From good weeks and bad weeks, we come to worship. Bringing great times and painful memories, we come to worship. Needing healing, needing peace, we come to worship. With hope in our hearts, we come to worship. To the Almighty God, we come to worship. To the King of Kings, we come to worship. Separate, but together, we come to worship. And we're going to begin by just listening to the lovely Psalm 23, the Stuart Townend version of that special psalm, which I'll be referring to later in my reflection with you. And as you hear these words, just allow God to minister his presence to you and to remind you that whatever we are facing, God is there walking with us.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. Leads me by the still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home. He guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head. Your rod and staff, are the comfort I need to know, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you.
Us come to confess where we've not walked with God, walked in God's path in these days. Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from sin and turn to the Lord, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. And Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're continuing our series. This is the last one in the series now of We Are the Church. And today's topic is a people who seek out the lost. And actually, perhaps in the light of the reading today, it should be a people who follow the God who seeks out the lost. Darren's going to come and read our scripture to us from Luke chapter 15.
The reading today is from Luke chapter 15, 1-7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Last week, we read from 1 Corinthians 12 about the body and what it means to be the church. And particularly, we read verse 28. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. How little did we know how relevant that would be for us as a church family this week, as we stood alongside the Powell family in the tragic loss of their beautiful daughter-in-law Zoe and three of their precious grandchildren in the shocking road traffic accident in Oxfordshire on Monday night. At times like this, we so often find ourselves in our shock with no words to express our emotions. We find ourselves struggling to find the words to even pray. We find that all we can do often is to sit in silence and allow the God of the whole universe to draw near to us and give us his peace, his comfort, and his sustaining power. And in a moment, we're going to do just that this morning, and simply sit in silence and let the presence of God minister to us in this place. We're going to let the loving arms of our Heavenly Father enfold us once again as we continue to take in and process the news of what has happened this week. But as I was travelling down to Oxford on Tuesday morning to see Kevin and Sue and to visit Josh and Penny in intensive care and to pray with them, I found myself reflecting on this story we've heard today, the story of the lost sheep. And as I did so, I found God giving me just a little glimpse of how this story can speak into the story that we've all found ourselves thrust into this week. And I want to share these brief thoughts with you now. For this story, firstly and above all else, says to each one of us that we are individually known and loved by God. It speaks of how Jesus, our good shepherd, knows each one of us intimately. It speaks of just how precious we all are to him. So precious that the shepherd leaves the 99 to search after the one. For we're not simply a number to God. We're not simply part of the crowd, part of his creation. But we are known, we are treasured, we are valuable to him. And as we remember Zoe and Phoebe, Simeon and Amelia today, these verses remind us that each of them was and is known. Each of them was and is a precious child of God's. Each of them was and is loved beyond our understanding by the God who created them and the whole universe. And so are each one of us. Whatever life is throwing at you at the moment, whether you're feeling lost or found, whether you're full of joy or woe, know that you are known by your Creator God. Know that you're precious to him. Know that you are deeply loved. And not only that, but the story speaks of a God who comes to find us in our lostness. A God who does not leave us to find the way back to him ourselves. A God who does not leave us scrabbling around in our own darkness and despair, lostness and struggles. But it speaks of a God who in Jesus enters into this world to become one of us, to search us out. It speaks of a God who comes to find us, to rescue us, to gather us up in his arms, and to take us home. Many of us have felt lost this week. we found ourselves confused, perhaps feeling alone, perhaps disorientated, feeling as if our whole world and maybe even our faith has been rocked. And in many ways, this last few months has done that also, hasn't it? With isolation and hardship, fear and anxiety, lost incomes and lost jobs, bereavement and uncertainty about the future. All these things have added to a sense of lostness in so many. But the amazing news of this story is that in our lostness, we don't have to search for God ourselves. We don't have to find a way out ourselves. But God comes searching for us, himself. The amazing news of this story is that in our lostness, we are not alone. Because Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is there with us and has already found us, even though we don't always recognize it. I heard this week of a lovely quote from a guy called Nick Page, I think it was, who one day was asked by a radio reporter, "What is the church for?" And after a long, hard pause, which lasted several minutes, he reportedly replied, "The church is the place where we discover that God has already found us." I love that. Church is the place where we discover that God has already found us. For that is the amazing message of Christianity, that in our lostness we have been found by God and are invited to come home with him. What a message to hold onto at a time like this, when we are feeling so lost. The truth is that we are not alone. We are not lost. But God has found us and invites us to allow him to put us on his shoulders and carry us home. That's what I've felt this week. That's what I know Sue and Kevin and others have experienced, and they've shared that as I met them this morning. The loving arms of Jesus finding us in our lostness, reaching out to us, picking us up, carrying us through these challenging days. We have a good shepherd who comes to find us in our lostness. And finally, this story proclaims that our lostness is not the end of the story, but just the beginning. It reminds each one of us that our lostness is just the start of the journey of restoration and finding life in all its fullness that Jesus promises. For that lost sheep was picked up. It was tenderly put on his shoulders, the shoulders of the great shepherd, and taken home and a party thrown for it. And of course, Psalm 23, that we've heard played already, the greatest of all psalms, speaks of this, doesn't it? "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And it goes on, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rods and staff, they comfort me." You see, those words speak of us not staying in the dark valley, but journeying through it with God as our guide and our comfort beside us. And that journeying leads through to the climax of this psalm. "You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Zoe Powell was an artist. And one of her businesses was to create beautiful works of art from verses of scripture. Last week, just days before her tragic death, she evidently posted this picture of hers on her Facebook page from Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Zoe, Phoebe, Amelia, Simeon have had their beautiful earthly lives cut dreadfully short, but they are now at home and at rest in the house of the Lord forever. They have been fully found, restored, and carried home in God's loving arms for all of eternity. And that is the great hope that we hold on to. That is the beautiful big picture which begins to help us take some small steps forward into making some sense of all of this. That is the great hope which you and I can hold on to, that however lost we are, that our lostness is not the end, but just the beginning of a journey to be fully restored and to find life in all its fullness for all eternity. For all eternity in a new heaven and a new earth where there's no longer any tragedy, no longer any pain, no longer any suffering, no longer any tears, no longer any death. A place where it's all fully restored and where we dwell with God in perfect peace and perfect rest forever. That is the truth we hold on to at all times, but particularly in times such as these. That is the hope of our faith, a hope which is steadfast and certain. That is the invitation to each and every one of us. If you are feeling lost today, if you're broken and feeling alone and as if there is no hope left, the message of the lost sheep is that you're known and loved by God, that you are precious to him. The message of the lost sheep is that God has found you in your lostness and is with you. You are not alone. And that his offer to you and to me is to pick us up, put us gently onto his strong shoulders, and carry us home into his perfect peace and rest. If you don't know God's presence and his love for you yet, if you've not yet accepted his offer and jumped into those outstretched arms that are waiting beside you, then maybe today is the day to do that. And all you have to do is simply say to God, I'm lost. I need you. Will you rescue me? Just want to invite us to do as I said we would at the beginning of this thought. And that's now just to sit in silence. You might like to look at the candles alight there. You might like to just sit with your own thoughts or sit with your prayers for the Powell family. But as we do just sit, let us just minister, allow God to minister his presence to us. going to play another song, that song Amazing Grace, which actually comes on this video with some really moving stories of God's transformation, of people who have been lost and have been found. So let us pray, and we're going to particularly just pray today for the Power family and all those who are mourning today. And Lord, we first of all lift up to you Sue and Kevin and Beth and Matthew and Jake and Zoe's family too. And as they just mourn and grieve for their family, we pray that you would give them your comfort and your peace, that peace which is beyond all understanding. We pray that you would give them strength for each day. May they know those everlasting arms wrapped around them. And we pray for Josh and for little Penny in hospital down in Oxford. We thank you for Penny's improvement in the last couple of days. We pray that that would continue. We pray that she would know that she is not alone, that you would supernaturally reveal yourself to her lying in traction in that cot. We pray for Josh as he's still ill and just the doctors are working out how to treat him. We pray for your supernatural healing hand on him, that he would be restored to full health, that he would know your presence and your peace at this time. And we lift up to you all the different communities which have been affected by this tragic loss. We pray for their church in Chinna Community Church, as they seek to connect with the community at this time of tragedy. We pray for the Church of England Church, St Andrew's, which is connected to the school, St Andrew's School, which the three children were at. We pray for all of those, that they would know your presence with them, that they would be able to minister something of your light and your hope and your comfort and your peace at this time. We pray especially for the leaders at Chinna Community Church as they lead Sunday service that will, I'm sure, be broadcast online to the whole community. We pray that you would give them the strength and the words to say that bring your light and hope to a lost community. We pray for Upton too as they come to terms with the loss, and I know that the minister, Baptist minister Amy there at Upton is trying to support that community in their loss. We pray for our own church community here as we come to terms with the loss. May you bring your comfort and your peace. And I just invite you in the quiet to bring any other prayers that you want to bring to God right now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come together around the Lord's table, then we come to receive God's peace, first of all. So can I invite you to stand? And we just will do our usual COVID way of acknowledging God's peace and sharing it with each other. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And if there's any week we need God's peace, it's this week. "Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you." Let's share with one another a sign of the peace. And as we stand, we just come together around the Lord's table, and we've talked about the presence of Jesus with us in our trials. And here in the bread and the wine, the presence of Jesus is here to be shared amongst us as God gives us his gifts to minister his peace and his grace to us today. And so the Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's right to give thanks and praise. It's right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ you shared your life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. And on the night that he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. And at the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. And as we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit, that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. And with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And do sit or kneel as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. And so draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And so, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. If you'd like to, on the way out, just come and light a candle. If you haven't had the chance to do that already, then feel free to do that in a socially distanced way, just one at a time. And if you want to just stay and pray for as long as you need to, then please do. So may God give to you and all those you love his comfort and his peace, his light and his joy, in this world and the next. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.